Today's Cotton Newsline is five cuts. All cuts are Patrick Johnson, Jr., a Tunica, Mississippi cotton producer and member of the National Cotton Council's Environmental Task Force and EPA's Farm, Ranch, and Rural Community Advisory Committee. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Administrator McCarthy issued the invitation to representatives of the various commodities in an effort to reach out to the agricultural community, and I had the opportunity to attend and represent the cotton industry. The meeting was attended by the National Wheat Growers Association, American Soybean Association, National Sorghum Producers, USA Rice, National Farmers Union, and American Farm Bureau had a representative there, as well as the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The first thing that I shared with the Administrator McCarthy was our appreciation that up until this point, EPA's Office of Pesticide Programs has adhered to the science on the issue of colony collapse. And all of the leading experts believe that the phenomenon is a result of multiple factors. In spite of this, you have a few vocal beekeepers and anti-pesticide activists that just continue to focus on pesticides as if that's the only cause.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
They have made some demands or suggestions for label language, that some of which have been completely unacceptable, such as nighttime applications or complete bans on some of the pesticides that we rely on in our cotton crops. In the end, the EPA has issued some language that requires prior notification for application specifically of the neonic pesticides.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The question that I asked the administrator and Secretary Vilsack was whether or not there had been any discussion at USDA or EPA of a mandatory national bee registry that would make it easier for a farmer who's preparing to make an application to know if there are bees in the area and to give them the contact information for who they belong to in order to provide that notification.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
It was a good experience and a great opportunity to be able to sit across the table from the administrator of EPA, the end Secretary Vilsack, and express our concerns. I feel like it was a very productive meeting, and I was pleased with their reaction to the idea of the bee registry. And I think in light of the new label language, they felt like that was a reasonable suggestion.